I'm a very large proponent of cooperative agreements. I've been on the board of directors of our local co-op in Goliad County. I'm still active in it. I'm a lifetime member of it. I've promoted co-ops. I've given a lot of talks in the other counties about co-ops and how to start them and what benefits can be derived from them and what some of the obstacles of having an effective one are. And I think it's, at this point in time, in my thinking, for the small land ownerships, they better start thinking in terms of cooperative agreements if they want anything for the future. My biggest advice to anyone, first, if you own land in an area where the land ownership pattern tends towards small land ownerships, and you're interested in wildlife that ranges over more than one land ownership, you better start either join an existing cooperative or be thinking of how you can form a cooperative. And not only paying just lip service to it, be actively involved and trying to get as much contiguous land into it as possible and developing a good program. The technical assistance, the expertise, the advice, expert advice, expertise to manage it once it's in a program is out there. From the Parks and Wildlife, from Texas A&M Extension Service, there's lots of help available. But it's got to be locally, local leadership, local work. You've got to do it for yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. It's something that you better be thinking in terms of what your children and grandchildren have, because a lot of what you have today won't be there without those type of cooperative agreements for your children and grandchildren. You better be looking at the long-term implications of having a cooperative agreement.